Dandism Through the Ages, Oscar Wilde, The Truth in the Mask. Oscar Wilde is one of a number of writers and artists of the late 19th century who are often referred to as dandies. The 19th century dandy cultivated an aristocratic self-image by dressing in extravagant clothes, using refined language, inventing witticisms, and leading a life of wasteful leisure. For the dandy, aesthetics were a kind of religion that elevated him above the conformist bourgeois middle classes and their unimaginative, pragmatic approach to life. The French symbolist poet Charles Baudelaire developed the theory of dandism as a kind of philosophy of life, writing, "These beings have no other status but that of cultivating the idea of beauty in their own persons, of satisfying their passions of feeling and thinking. Dandism is a form of romanticism. Contrary to what many thoughtless people seem to believe, dandism is not even an excessive delight in clothes and material elegance. For the perfect dandy, these things are no more than the symbol of the aristocratic superiority of mind." Whilst dandism, like pre-Raphaelitism in art, rejected the increasing uniformity of industrial society, it was often accompanied by a nostalgia for pre-modern ways of life and modes of production. Yet, it didn't attempt to return to a more authentic life. Instead, Wilde used artifice and social masks to subvert Victorian moral codes and reveal their underlying hypocrisy. As a dandy, the important thing for Wilde was to stand out from the crowd, to make his life an inscrutable work of art. Pop art becoming empty. The scandal of 19th century dandism, in its refusal of the increasing industrialization and standardization of modern life, was an important influence on 20th century modernism and its break with classical representation. But by the 1960s, all of the strategies of modernism seemed exhausted and no longer caused a scandal. It is at this point that a kind of reverse dandy appears in the figure of Andy Warhol, one of the pioneers of pop art. Like Oscar Wilde, Warhol cultivated an image of artifice and inauthenticity, but he was not extravagant in the same way. He appeared to the world as completely flat and empty, just as his art celebrated the empty, repetitive flatness of industrial products and the omnipresent images of consumer society. At first, Warhol's exaggerated conformity was perhaps even more scandalous to the cultural establishment, which wanted to distinguish itself from the mass, than Wilde's aristocratic elitism had been. Rather than try to escape or criticize it, Warhol and his art held up a disturbing mirror to the hollowness of modern life. David Bowie, the cult of multiple personality. Shortly after Warhol, and under his influence, there appeared another manifestation of the spirit of dandyism, this time in the field of pop music, David Bowie. Bowie quickly assimilated the lessons of both Wilde and Warhol, transforming himself into a series of flamboyant personas. Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane, the Thin White Duke, the Man Who Fell to Earth, Pierrot. Each represented a different phase in Bowie's musical and creative evolution. Ziggy Stardust is a true science fiction character whose story unfolds on the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. He might be the human manifestation of a sexually ambiguous alien rock god who receives a message in a dream telling him of the coming of the Starmen, infinite beings who jump through black holes from universe to universe to save the dying planet Earth. On the other hand, he might just be a crazy rock singer assailed by voices and hallucinations. During his short career, Ziggy was indistinguishable from Bowie, who always appeared dressed as his alter ego. And when Bowie killed the character off, his fans were genuinely upset. Yet, at the same time, Ziggy, like all of Bowie's personas, was an essentially empty, spectacular icon with no deeper meaning than its appearance. Unlike Wilde and Warhol, who maintained a recognizable self-image, Bowie's talent was to keep reinventing himself so that no one could know who the real David Bowie was.